Welcome to Ghost of a Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Lignato. I'm an astrologer, psychic medium, and animal communicator, and I'm going to give you your weekly horoscope and no bullshit mystical advice for living your very best life. Hey, welcome to Ghost of a Podcast, and thanks for joining me for the inaugural episode. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm excited that you're here with me. So let's get astrological, shall we? I want to talk to you about your horoscope for the week. It's a big week because on August 11th, we have a solar eclipse. And if you follow astrologers and if you follow me, which you should, then you know it's eclipse season. And eclipse season means hella emotions. This is an emotional period. And when we talk about eclipses, we're not just talking about like your feelings or your friends' feelings. We're talking about on a global scale, it is a heightened time. And so you and me and everyone you know is going through major feels. And I'm going to talk to you about the eclipse happening on the 11th in a separate episode that I'm going to drop for you in a day or two. So come back to my website, stay tuned. I'm going to give you everything you need to know about that eclipse. But first, let's talk about the week ahead and what really is this thing I do called your horoscope. Or, you know, transits. That's really what we're talking about with astrology. We're talking about the transits that are impacting the world. And so something that I see people get confused by is sometimes I explain things that are happening in the sky and you're like, wow, that is so happening to me. And I'm seeing it happening all around me. And sometimes you're like, wow, that doesn't make sense for me at all. So here's the thing. When I give you your horoscope or when anyone, any astrologer is talking about what's going on astrologically right now, we're talking about things that are happening in the sky, things that are happening that affects all of us across the world. When we look at your individual birth chart, we can see how that hits you and why you're more likely to feel one thing and not another thing. So if something doesn't resonate with you, don't worry about it. Keep on moving. And if it does make sense for you, well, then hopefully this forecast that I'm going to give you and whatever else you read of astrology, you can use as a resource for better understanding what you're going through and, you know, making good choices. Because really, what is life? It's really a series of actions and consequences. Choices and resolution. And sometimes resolution, sometimes consequence is not what you want it to be. Sometimes it really is. And what I always return to with astrology is that you have free will and you have choice. And so use this podcast and astrology in general as a supportive resource for helping you make the best choices instead of something that gives you panic. If it gives you panic, don't listen to it. Don't worry about it. Find tools that work for you instead of obsessively kind of collecting all the spiritual tools out there because there's so much shit out there. Just, you know, use your discretion, use your common sense. Speaking of common sense, let me give you this week ahead. I'm going to look at this week of August 8th through the 11th, but I'm going to stop short on the 10th. On August the 8th, 2018, we have a Sun conjunction to Mercury, which of course we have a Mercury retrograde right now. If you don't understand what Mercury retrograde is, you can read my past weekly horoscopes, listen to past episodes of Self-Service Podcast, or look on my Instagram or Twitter feeds and find out more there. But for just the Sun conjunction to Mercury this week. Really, this is actually kind of a chill, lovely transit. What this transit tends to do is just make connections for you. So this is a great time for reaching out to people, connecting with people. If there's something you need to learn, this is actually a really great time to start a course of study. Because Mercury is retrograde, it is a better time to do a course of self-evaluation and looking within as opposed to starting like a contract or, you know, a book deal or something like that. But really, there's very little downside to this transit. It's a time where you can make connections internally in your thought process. You can learn something new and you can really have a lovely time connecting with friends. So that's really chill. The one downside of this transit that you want to work to avoid is overstimulating yourself with data. All data is not created equal. All moods are not, you know, there for you to be able to like pile more and more information onto. So Be mindful with your media consumption around this date. You know, don't overwhelm yourself with news. Don't overwhelm yourself with, you know, work stuff that you can't actually do anything about. Try to be really intentional about what you take on so that you can do something with the information that you have instead of check out or get distracted. On the 9th, we have a square from Venus to Saturn. Now, in astrology, Venus is our sense of connection. It's the planet that makes us want to be romantic and connected, to feel safe. This is also the planet that governs your value system and your personal finances, your relationship to money. And Saturn is the astrological boner killer. Where we find Saturn, we have responsibility, adulting, the need to really like step in and handle things. Saturn cares not at all if it's pretty. Saturn doesn't care about connection for intimacy's sake. It wants connection for a larger function. So when these two planets form a kind of difficult aspect as a square is, you have to be on the lookout for feeling a little lonely. This is not a great time for comparing yourself to others. Other people's relationships, other people's looks, what they have, none of that has anything to do with you. If you allow yourself to succumb to comparing or kind of just holding yourself up against some yardstick of that somebody else determined was a good thing, you're probably going to feel pretty shitty around now. This transit is, it tends to bring up kind of lonely feelings, feelings of kind of you being aware that you are separate from others, you are different from others, and you're aware of the gap that exists between you and them. It sucks. I don't encourage you to overthink it. This isn't a great time for first dates. This isn't a great time for going shopping or spending a lot of time in front of the mirror or comparing yourself to other people on Instagram. This is a good time for realigning yourself with your values, for getting really clear about what you care about, so that for the whatever chill things that you care about, like vanity or, you know, getting new jeans, even though you have 20 pairs, that you hold those desires and those feelings in proportion with their value to you. So you don't let bullshit things hold up a huge amount of real estate in your head. That makes sense? I hope it makes sense. And I hope you do good by yourself, because we can use this transit to kind of become more whole and clear about what we care about, or we can just feel like shit and focus on things that feel bad. There's a choice there. Make some good choices for yourself. On the 10th, we have that Mercury retrograde forming a square to impulsive and expansive Jupiter. So this is a really interesting transit, because what it can do is it can incur all forms and articulations of mansplaining. It is a transit that kind of expands everybody's willingness and interest to talk and figure things out. The problem is it does lead towards soapboxing. It leads towards kind of over-explaining things and not listening. So the best move that you can make now is make sure that you're listening with as much passion and enthusiasm as you are speaking. Ask questions, listen to the answers. Don't be so quick to jump to conclusions to figure things out and find the truth that you don't really sit with all the details. And that's really what this transit wants us to do, is to embrace the big picture without forgetting about the details. If there's someone you've needed to reach out to, this is actually a good kick in the pants to do that, because it gives you bravery and kind of a resiliency that you need to take a risk around people. So study, reach out to people, but listen and make sure that you're not rushing to conclusions. Now, before I wrap up this week's horoscope, I want to come back to these eclipses, because the way it works is we've had two eclipses in July of 2018. And we have this one last one on August 11th on, you know, Saturday. And the kind of upshot of all these three transits that I've just mentioned to you, really, it's complicated, because the feels are up. We're all in a heightened state of emotion. We all have major themes running through our lives. And for some of us, that's really about your internal relationship to yourself. For some of us, it's really external situations and circumstances. And certainly for all of us, we are in a really profound time of human development and in the world. And so there's a lot to consider. And the risk of this week's astrology is that you allow distractions and little things that are not connected to what you truly care about and what you're really here to do get in your way. So be on guard for that. Stay aligned with the things that are actually important to you so that you don't lose track of them, because it would be kind of easy to do that this week and not super helpful. All right, my friends, thank you so much for joining me and for listening to this horoscope. Please, if you like it, share. Feel free to comment. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what's going on for you. Let me know how the homework goes. I want to know. Tell me. All right. I'll talk to you in a couple of days, and I hope you have a really great week. Bye.
Every year they say the end is near, but we're still here. Yeah, we're still here.